Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat,
do not turn down.
They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Sorry about the delay, party people, if we got any listeners out there. This is yours truly, DJ Slab, and coming to you live from National College Studios, along with DJ Bird and my man, Chris DeWiz. You know, we got a couple mics out the way, but we're going to get it back in contact. But I'd like to introduce our special guest. This man, he's a deep brother, very talented brother. He's speaking all over Lexington, Kentucky and surrounding areas, dropping knowledge on the children. Straight up and damn, man, dropping knowledge on the wax. got his hands in all the poetry in Lexington, man. Hip hop, hey, everybody, stand up for the Divine Karama. Come on, man.
Peace. What's good, man?
Man, chilling, man. Trying to get a couple things going on. We're gonna have some technical difficulties, but I'm glad we got it together. And so, you know, we got to get it popping, see? Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you coming through, man.
No problem,
First
man.
Of all, you know,
thank I appreciate
you.
The platform, man.
Hey,
talk
man.
About what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
I do my homework, man.
Yeah.
I do my homework.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, I think it's a great thing that you're doing for the community, for the kids. I've seen you speak at my school, Jesse Clark Middle School.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? The young kids, they was heavily influenced after you left. They
right.
was like, you know, we liked how he was, you know.
Right.
It makes me proud to see brothers like you doing your thing like this in Lexington because, you know, a lot of people don't get no props, but they deserve you one of them, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
I show love to everybody, you know. Just give them that, hey, this is what goes on in Lexington.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? We're a part of it. We all part of it.
We
are here for a common goal, you know, trying to have fun and do what we love to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, man, tell me what's going on, what you got going on, man.
Well, I just dropped the Vintage Love Supreme project.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to get a copy of that, you got to do some form of community service.
Right.
So the goal was to do 100 at a time. So we've already had 100 stories where people is giving back to the community.
Right.
Just to get a copy of the album. You know what I'm saying? So been focused on that. We got Brown Sugar coming up on this Friday.
Okay.
And that's going to be the last Brown Sugar of the year, and it's our period, and it's the 8th anniversary.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so that's going to be the last Brown Sugar, man. So we got that Friday. We got Neo Soul Nights coming up next month. And then we got the Co-Drive through Believing in Forever coming up next month.
Right.
So, and then tomorrow I'll be at LTMS speaking. So just trying to do my part to give back to the community, man. Make it a better place for the young cast and for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we can go out and kick it without dodging, you know, gunshots.
Hey, brother, I just went through that a couple weeks ago in Scottsdale, and I see some young brothers, they were shooting. And, you know, it just made me realize, like, dang, these youngsters don't have nothing to do if they shooting at a house party like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, okay. Bad for us as adults, we don't have nothing to do really.
Right. Right.
You know, and I love to come to events like Neo Soul, the Brown Sugars. I love those events, you know, and I've been there myself, you know.
Right.
And hey, I like to give support to everybody. All of us here at That's How 14.
Absolutely.
We love to support the local groups because, you know, man, we don't get enough props.
Right.
So
you gotta support your own.
Yeah,
sure do, man. And
to make it out here,
right?
You know,
that's how Atlanta and all the other cities, the artists or you know the DJs, radio personalities blew up. People support them. from within.
Right.
And they blew up within their city, and then the rest of the world took notice. So that's Lexington got the talent.
Come on, man. Yes.
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do.
You gotta support it. You know what I'm saying? It's like our little I wouldn't say our little podcast, but you know what I'm saying? We gave it
yes, sir. Yeah, for real. Trying to make things happen.
You know what I'm saying? He got his daughter with him. You know what I'm saying? You want to say something single? You good?
I do have a question. I do have a question, real quick, for you. You said the brown sugar. Where are the time and the place of that this weekend?
So, brown sugar would be at Al's Bar Friday.
Friday, okay.
10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, we like to start at 10, but you know how we are. So
yeah.
It might be about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
The first performer goes, and we going out with a bang. We got 10 artists performing.
Ooh, okay.
All over the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Cass has been doing it for years. Cass is new.
Mm.
So it's going to be dope, man. It's going to be
something for everybody.
Halloween, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. And it's our 8th anniversary.
Oh, man.
We ending it, you know, after 8 years, and we're going to start something new.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. For real.
Yeah.
Look, man, we need more of that, dog.
We need more of that.
I don't have all the details yet, so I don't want to speak on it, but I got another monthly event that's going to kind of take the place of brown sugar.
Okay.
So it's something a little different, man. Where, it's tough dealing with a lot of artists.
Ooh.
Being an artist yourself,
you deal with the
egos and you know, the competition under the radar. You don't even know it's competition, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to kind of get out of that just because I don't want my motives to be tainted in what I'm doing. I just want to go out and support everybody else's shows.
No doubt.
I've been doing it a long time, man.
It ran
its course. Now everybody's kind of doing their own thing. So
right.
It's daytime. So I just go support what they're doing. I'm going to do something a little different.
You the OG.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You the OG, man.
Right.
You showing them what it's about, man. You know, great message in your music. And, hey, what more can I say?
Yeah.
I gave you the platform already, but hey.
More people need to know about it.
Yeah.
Everybody gets the other side. You know, y'all know what it is. You log into Facebook, fight videos, twerk videos, this, and that. But when it comes to something good,
you can't find it.
Yeah.
So I take advantage of any opportunity to speak about some of the positive stuff going on, man. I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, we appreciate you coming through.
What the young kids say, I'm on fleek right now.
We appreciate you coming through the show, though, man.
Right.
Showing the love.
You can't say fleek when you're over 30.
Right.
But if anybody hasn't been to none of the brown sugar events, make sure you go to this one.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? I've done had great times there, and some of the people that I've done met at the brown sugar event has been guests on the show. So you know what I'm saying? That makes me happy that, you know, we're doing it all across the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
We putting in work like we smart.
For real. For real, man. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all the gateway for the artists, their voice to the community. You know what I'm saying? Another one, because it's a million rappers now.
Golly.
You know,
and half of them can't rap.
Another man. That's why
for real. For real.
They
already put their money in. You know, if they put their money, somebody's going to push forward for it. But I mean, you know.
Right.
Anybody with money can push forward anything.
I believe it's that, but I also believe that, you know, I mean, if you look at the our America, they're not going to let, you know, black people go that far with a positive message.
No.
Anybody who has, they've ended up, you know, something mysterious has happened to them.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you look at I mean, the artists that really sell, like the Young Thugs and Futures and some of those, or excuse me, that are popular, they really don't sell that many records.
Right.
But you look at a J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, they sell more than anybody,
mm-hmm.
really, right
yeah.
now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
hip-hop, as far as actual records being sold.
Right.
Yeah. Even Lecrae.
They nice, though.
So why not push them more?
You would think.
So it's not even about the money. Like you said,
yeah.
it's something deeper.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, if you was trying to keep a race or a group of people down, you know what I'm saying, but the times was evolving. They try and kill racism, got a black president, and everything evolving, changing.
Mm-hmm.
Even the whites is going to be the minority soon,
mm-hmm.
with Hispanics. So if you had one thing left to try to keep a group of people down, what would you use? It's just hip-hop,
yeah.
man. I mean, you shove them images down their throat.
They don't know nothing else.
You, this yeah. is all you can do, and it's working, man. I mean,
yeah.
numbers don't lie, man.
No, it doesn't. That's the sad thing
yeah.
about it.
Can you? It's the money, man.
Yeah.
It's been playing.
The money.
It keeps on going on, giving my kids garbage. I can't even listen to radio. I worked on the radio.
right. It's tough, man. And I try to listen and stay relevant so I can use aspects of
mm-hmm.
what's popular
right.
know, to weave that into my message in order to how to reach them.
You right.
know what's going on.
Yeah,
but it gets to.
To
the point where, like, you know, I mean, I got two teenage daughters, so I'm in the car with her, and as a dad, I'm like, I have to turn this off. And
yeah.
It's like, why, Dad? It's just a song, but I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and now you can say more things on the radio, and it's crazy, man, with all the technology, all the advancements, and it's almost like the music industry going the opposite direction.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. You
yeah.
got less of a social consciousness in music now than you did 20 years ago, which is kind of backwards.
Very backwards.
You know, I don't understand it, man. It's, you know. And two, a lot of these cats ain't even living what they're rapping about.
No!
At all.
You wouldn't know. I've been locked up before.
Yeah.
I've engaged in certain things before. I could rap about it if I want to.
Yeah.
But I don't. So when I see a lot of these dudes who I know ain't even lived that, you just chuck a smile because... I said in the verse one time, it's like they carpool in the ruins because you ain't even driving the car. Ain't even your story. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you caused a crash, much. You ain't even driving. It's crazy, man. It's much crazy.
That's
man.
Deep right there. I like that.
Yeah, man,
I like that.
I got a store on that one.
It's frustrating, man. You know, a lot of these cats, they think this is cool, man. They get 35, 40 years old, still living with their moms.
Come on, man.
They can't. They try to apply for a job. They got no job history. You know, you 30 years old. Why you ain't got no job history? You know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't build nothing, man. So, but I could talk about that forever, man.
Hey.
I ain't got time, man.
all night long.
Man.
We all can, because, you know,
right.
all of us is on
that
the
same
hustle.
Tip.
Yeah,
for real, man.
You know, can't have all these cats where, you know, like, these brothers ain't doing nothing, you know, they got a little punk radio station or show. There's haters out, you
of
know
course.
What I'm saying?
Of course.
But I'm so glad that, you know, rappers like yourself have came through. You know, we've done had rappers turn us down. Well, basically give us a run around, like,
yeah.
Come through.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Wow.
But then they hear two or three other brothers come through.
Man,
then they
man.
Come back
yeah.
apologizing,
yeah.
talking about, man, yeah, man, I'm,
yeah.
Man, I was.
You just talk about that before you got here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They be on some old funny stuff,
they
man.
Drag, cause
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We started something great. You know what I'm saying? It started with me, then the bird came through, and Liz, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad this is great that, you know, some brothers can unite on positive tips and talk about something. Besides guns and drugs, and you know what I'm saying, death and sickness, you know,
right.
we got too much negativity going on in the world right
for real.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So everybody.
We got politics ruining everything.
Mm-hmm.
The educational system is crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then, you know, you got the justice system. Don't even get me started on the justice system as you just spoke.
Yeah.
Only about as much justice you get is how much money you got.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah,
yeah
man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's why we joined forces, man, because we was doing it by ourselves. And then he was like, man, won't y'all just do it together, man, and
right.
have one big,
yeah.
and then we was like, you know what, we might as well.
Yeah.
So, from there on there, we was like, come on, man, we just gonna make something out of this.
Right.
Yeah.
We still hungry.
Man,
still hungry.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I ain't full yet. Man.
I haven't even got 20 people to like. That's why one thing I try to do with Brown Sugar is I would take two cats from the hood, two cats from the UK, take a couple of the white cats from the foundation, you know, from the Burbs, put them all together, you know what I'm saying? And it would force, you know, the supporters from the cats from the hood to check out this dude to go to UK. Like, I ain't never heard of him before. He's dope. Now he checking for him and vice versa. So it expands the whole scene.
Right.
Everybody making more money. They buzz growing. You know, that's what Lexington needs. But what you get now is where, you know, okay, Devon posting a new video. I'm not going to share that. I'm not even going to like it. I'm not going to engage because that's somehow, we got this mentality. If he wins, I lose.
Right. That's bread. And that's bread into us. Yeah.
So they like, man, I'm not about to share Devon video because he's going to beat me then. And that's kind of what you deal with. And that's why I kind of got out of the Brown Sugar thing, man, because a lot of cats was begging to be on this last Brown Sugar, but I ain't seen them since the last time they performed. So they don't even come out to support other artists, man. And I hate that. But I'm tired of kind of fighting the system. You kind of got to be the change you want to see.
I agree.
I was finding myself getting frustrated. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, it's everywhere, man. It's through hip-hop. It's going to be through this.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast game.
Yeah.
I listened to Joe Budden's podcast, and this dude got a podcast named Tax Season. And them two was arguing today. I'm like, man, even beef in the podcast game now, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody want to see anybody really.
Yeah.
Man, and that's Willie Lynch. We don't even realize it.
Yeah.
When he turned dark against light skin, female against old against new.
Same thing happened again.
Same thing right now.
Yeah, man.
You know,
for real.
They killed a man, you know, back in the slave times.
Why?
Then the wife, the kids become dependent on the slave. Same way here. They lock us up. Our women become dependent on the government aid, the welfare, that's the white man. You know,
all
it's
that.
The same thing that was going on 400 years ago going on now.
Yep.
And we don't even see it. It's really plain. But
try to be a little sophisticated about it now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they had most of the stuff they do, so.
You call it out, you crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, this is real subject.
Yeah.
Real articulate when you speak. Like, what that mean?
Most of them be biased
then
about it.
When you get mad, they like, dang, you mad because I called you articulate? Nah, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Like, would you say that? You saying I'm
trying to talk down.
It's a small thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we see it, man. You just got to speak on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
my
problem.
Speak on it. Yeah.
Just let them do what they want to do.
Let it slide.
Yeah.
It ain't no big deal.
It's like earlier I was talking to one of the teachers. It really offended me. I'm being quite honest, and I told her how I felt about it. But I did not act in a niggerish way. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we was talking about the story with the teacher dressing up as Kanye West for the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah,
blackface.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like, what's wrong with that?
Really?
She said, blackface. She said, what's wrong with it? I said, honey.
What's right with it?
I said, yeah, exactly. I said, I'll see a teacher.
But that goes to show you teaching our kids, though.
Come on, yeah. And then I'm like,
wow.
And I got to hold my tongue because, you know what I'm saying, I'm a conscious brother myself, and I work in the school systems. I need that money right now.
Right, right.
I'll be honest with you. All
right.
Right.
You gotta, you know, that's
the game that they play with us. But it just so shows some people, and this is the older lady. You ought to know Blackface is not good. This is minstrel show. This is, you know
come
what
on.
I'm saying?
Yeah, come on.
Have
man.
A shucking and jabbing. Y'all made a book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I said, that's not right.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And I just said to be quiet, you know.
If you want to play dumb, it's probably playing dumb, too.
Yeah, just trying to see what I'm going to say.
Push you, yeah.
Yeah, but you ain't going to knock me off the edge, baby.
Right.
Shoot, I already know the trickery.
Right.
That y'all lay out on that plate for us, you know?
They be watching you walk right on outside of handcuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, me being the person I am, you know, as a grown man, you can't, you know, always, you know, react like we all hip hop love and stuff, you know, they gotta portray like we're crazy
and
like,
emotional.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't even watch this stuff because you know everybody's like, you don't watch that? No, I do not. I said, I hate seeing people act like this.
They're mediocre though.
Yeah.
These guys were mediocre even when they were in the game, and
come
now
on,
you put them on a reality show like they're somebody. For
right.
they weren't hot when they were ill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then they get on there cleaning for the check.
Yeah.
Not relevant no more.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying? So because
they ain't getting them.
Because they ain't got no other path.
Yeah,
you pimped them out. Now they not relevant, and now they don't have no other avenue of purpose or success. They don't know how to do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So you throw them in this house and got them cooning just to get this money. It's crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, bro. They do it systematically on TV, and we watch it and we cheer it.
Yeah, oh,
you know, like,
above anything else. I think the whole thing was with the BET didn't show any footage of the Million Man March.
Yeah. The show did.
Everybody was fake mad, but then two nights later, everybody was watching the BET Hip Hop Awards. You know what I'm saying? So that would have been a moment to stand up, boycott.
Yep. Make a statement for real.
All that money, right? Your autumn ratings, and then you'd have probably seen the change next year. But see, this generation don't think like that.
Who run BET now though?
Mike,
huh? You already know what time it is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to root for the video. Uh-oh, we got guests. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. All right. Hello? What's happening out there? Who's this?
It's Ja'Cory.
What up, Ja'Cory? What's good, fam?
What's up, man?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
Good, just chilling. How
hey,
you doing?
Man. Shoot, doing the show, man. Got Divine Karama, got Crystal Wiz and DJ Bird in the house. You know
what
I'm saying?
What up, everybody?
You back in Kentucky?
What's up with you?
Nah, I'm coming in Christmas.
Okay, that's what's up. He's in Florida right now, you know what I'm saying?
Enjoying that weather?
It's raining right now. It's straight, though.
Man. Thank you for calling, man. Appreciate the love and support, little brother.
No problem.
I'll holler at you later, man.
All right,
peace. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy's nephew.
Okay.
You know, he hit me up on Facebook. He said, I'm going to tune in. Okay. Thanks for the love and support. You know?
Yeah, most deaf. Tell all your people down there in Florida, man. Tell them tune in.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call my nephew.
Tell them we got local rappers up here that's nice, too, man.
Right.
You know, tell them, man, log in, man. We're going to have them every week.
Every week. New guests every week.
Every week.
You know, we approach
you know.
Left in the show.
Then
thank you for coming through.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Yeah, man. Everything, man. Just love, man. From over here, man.
Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Not
I
for real.
Come back.
Oh yeah, man. Definitely.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
You know.
Anytime you got something new you already do, man, come by the show, man. Toss it on her, man.
Yeah.
Let everybody know, man. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do that. Yeah. When we got something coming up in the future, I got to make an announcement on the show.
Yeah, man. And even if you can't make it through, man, just shoot it to us, man. We'll shout it out, man.
Definitely.
Most definitely, man.
Yeah.
But if you can come through, come through, man.
You know?
For real.
Yeah. For real, man.
That's the best publicity out. It's about one another, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like, once again, all praises due to the Most for joining all of us together tonight.
Indeed.
It's been a wonderful feeling. Great vibes, you know what I'm saying? We back in it. Everybody tuning in. We going to see y'all again.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Tune in next Wednesday at 7:30. We don't know who we're going to have yet, but still, we're we going to have somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might be here Tuesday for a while, too, man,
right.
Bringing you something, and then we'll let you know who we're going to bring on Wednesday.
Right.
But, yeah, man, we'll be here.
Okay. So, man, I'm DJ Slab along with
DJ Bird.
Boy Wiz.
By Kalama. Hey, peace, love, and happiness. Please, stop the violence out there. You know what I'm saying?
Support one another, man.
Let's start reading books.
Peace.
We out.
Thank you, man.
How y'all archive y'all shows?
Go back.
I'm going to download them or...